Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Friday, the 10th of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. We're up to Psalm 126, verse 2. It reads, "Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them." The psalmist is enjoying himself, I think. He's remembering the time when God brought back the captives to Zion, and they were like men who dreamed, and now it's pouring out of him. As he remembers his mouth being filled with laughter, the tongues with songs of joy upon them, and the fact that the nations noticed, other people noticed what God had been doing. Joy is a great thing. Joy is something we all want to have. Joy is something we love being around people who are filled with joy. We ourselves, of course, have enjoyed those moments when we have also been filled with joy. Joy, for a Christian, is a characteristic of the Holy Spirit, as it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Oh, yes, no law against being filled with joy. We would love to be filled with joy, but where does joy come from? I think sometimes as Christians we feel that we have to be joyful. If we're not joyful, we're doing something wrong. Perhaps we're in sin. Well, that could be the case, but the truth is that joy isn't something you can manufacture or create just from the right circumstances. Joy is a consequence of discipleship. It is not a requirement or a demand, nor is joy determined by our circumstances. I mean, just read the book of Philippians. As Paul writes to the Philippians, he's in jail. He does not know what's going to happen. He doesn't know where he's going. He doesn't know his fate. And yet he writes to the Philippians. And what does he write about? Largely, the book is about joy. It's about joy despite persecution. It's about joy despite people having false motives. And it's about joy despite disunity. It's about joy coming from looking at Jesus. It's a joy that is above circumstances and is deeper than circumstances. And this is the joy that we need, because we know that joy is not the same thing as happiness. Happiness depends a lot on circumstances, and it depends on those things which are ephemeral and passing. Joy is something that is deeper and more enduring. Joy is what comes to us as we walk the Christian life in obedience and trust. Romans 15, verse 13. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Joy is a gift. Joy is a gift that comes from God. Joy is a gift that comes from God when we trust him, when we don't look to God to change everything to the way we want it to be. In this psalm, whether the restoration that's being talked about in verse 1, the people that come back to Zion, whether that restoration is rescue from famine or plague or a siege or captivity, its nature is clearly miraculous, or else the nations would not have been talking about it. If we're going to expect people to ask us about our faith, the joy that we have has got to be almost miraculous. It's not dependent on our circumstances. It's not dependent on whether we get everything we want in life or whether all our dreams in this world come true. We want people to talk about us in a good way, and we want people to ask us about our faith. 1 Peter 3, verse 15, "In your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." We want people to ask us the question. Then we have something to say. Wouldn't it be great if the main reason we were asked about our faith was because of the joy? Not because of other things, but because of our joy. God is the one who gives us this joy when we walk in discipleship, in trust and obedience. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 3. If you want to know more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org. You can contact me from there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.